look, given that we're a few minutes after the hour, and as I said, I just wanted this to be really a catch-up call. We've not been in contact since the last ICAM meeting, and that's perfectly fine. Some of the work that we had to do was really to hand over to UNESCO, see them have their survey out. Unfortunately, Mgada's been caught up in a meeting, so she hasn't been able to join us on this particular teleconference. But really, we were at a rather opportune, well-timed wait-and-see stage where the report that I'd shared with everyone in Prague, or the status update, really only required us to, between Prague and Toronto, analyse some of the UNESCO survey data that came back in the same way we had the new GTLD's data, and then commence development of our output reports. So given that it's been a couple of months, I just wanted to recap briefly. In Prague, we sort of had a fairly extensive discussion, as we did in Costa Rica, about some of the new GTLD applications, how they'd relate to our work. We were building an evidentiary base above and beyond some of the preliminary policy analysis that we'd done previously. The next stage, of course, was to sit back and see what had come back from the survey that we had organised in conjunction with UNESCO. I apologise, I've only sent that to everyone today. Mgada had sent me an update in the last day or so. And that was basically showing that we'd received about 7 responses back. So there's some feedback coming in, but in terms of the 25 countries that were supposed to provide feedback, it's still a work in progress. Obviously, the explanation for that is that summer breaks for many countries. There are also potentially issues with identifying the right organisation or individual to respond to the survey. But these things necessarily take time. Is there anyone on the call at the moment who hadn't seen that? I'd only sent the email through today, but had you seen there was a Excel spreadsheet that had come through?
Yeah, it came through.
Yeah, good. What that preliminary feedback sort of shown us, and Bart Behare and Mgada from UNESCO and I, sort of had a look at it, and that was one of the most obvious omissions. And Gregory, I see you there again in the chat room, so hopefully you can hear us. But the point that you raised about question 7, and I'm sorry if I'm testing everybody's memory that we haven't had a call in a while. Question 7 was the one about how would you refer to the other countries that are participating in the survey. In your native language or languages. And, of course, that question doesn't have a lot of meaning if the survey respondents aren't aware of who else is participating in the survey. And after a bit of to and fro with UNESCO, we realised no, in fact, the respondents of various commissions haven't been made aware of who the other respondents are. So when that preliminary data started coming back and it's a little bit obscure and the answers aren't consistent, that's because they haven't been given the right guidance. But we've worked on that. We've resolved that. UNESCO sent us some additional material that they're going to send out to member states. So although I don't have anything meaningful to show the group, and really just 7 responses in an Excel spreadsheet isn't enough for everyone to digest properly, it is going along well, and hopefully we'll have more meaningful feedback. You may see from the spreadsheet that, for instance, the Finnish response is relatively comprehensive, and I think we're going to see some more of that as the survey's finalised. That was just the... Sorry, go ahead, Bart.
Well, maybe it's an idea to share with the group the names of the member states who received the survey and the number, because it's a bit over than we originally thought, but this is... say based on the UNESCO idea that to make it as broad as possible but still manageable.
Bart, you're testing my memory here, but did I not send that to the group at some stage?
No, not to my memory.
Is that a no from everyone?
Chrissy, we've got a list of all the countries
final a couple of days ago.
Oh, that's the one, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, in that case, I win, Bart. So that document, Chris, you're absolutely right. That was the one which that was the member states that received the survey. So I apologise. It was a while ago that I sent it around. I received it from NGADA and then shot it on just by way of notification that it was going out. And again, it's important to qualify that these countries and territories weren't selected by us. They weren't selected by the group. I didn't have input. Bart didn't have input. It was something that we relied on UNESCO's input for, with an instruction that we're looking for linguistic and character diversity, so script diversity. So as a result, I'm sure not everyone's got it in front of them, but Europe, Eastern Europe, etc., had Armenia, Georgia, Greece, Russia, Holland, Sweden, and then, of course, we've gone over into North America with Canada, but also Finland. So there is a fairly extensive list. If people don't have it, I can resend it to everyone. But the basic principle of it was that there be diversity in the scripts and the languages and the characters that we use across various regions. I did note that there was a little bit of comment from UNESCO about administrative expediency as well. There's a great diversity here in terms of the development of the various countries and their socioeconomic status, but they did indicate that they may have particular ins with particular agencies that they might be able to get better responses back for us, and that might have guided their decision-making a little bit. But in all, I didn't particularly have any concerns about the diversity of the list. Did anyone else? Do people want me to resend that to the mailing list so you can see who got the survey again? I'll do it anyway. But...
Please.
Sorry, go ahead.
Just yes, please, if you could resend it to the list.
All right, Keith, will do. It was a little...
I finally found it 1st of September, and it was not clear from the... it says update and teleconference proposal, so under subject line, it wasn't all that easy to track down, Paul.
All right.
However.
But it was circulated, nonetheless.
Paul, I will resend it as soon as this call is over.
Thank you very much, Bart.
You're nice to see a subject, thanks, Bart.
Yeah.
Cheryl, this is for you, send. But, look, aside from who the survey went out to, I welcome any comments and observations about that. As I said, it's largely a UNESCO process. Bart Behare and I had a chat with NGADA from UNESCO a couple of days ago, and she felt that the consultative process was going relatively well, aside from the misunderstanding with question 7, and that we'd get a fairly good response rate back. But given that some of the delays over European summer, that it might sort of bleed beyond the next ICAM meeting and that we may be getting results back into later October, I advised her that was fine. But from the perspective of our work, and given that we sort of haven't moved forward in a while, the whole idea was to not only look at the new GTLD process, but the survey results, and then see what sort of data we got back from that, see if there were any particular issues that we could see with regards to country and territory names, anything that piped up as a result of the G's process or IDNs, and basically take those and work that into a final report. Now, the main purpose of scheduling this call was just to canvass with everyone what we've done to date, acknowledging that we stopped a couple of months ago, basically fulfilled the requirements of the study group's mandate, and with the exception of further analysis of the new GTLD process and the UNESCO data that's still coming in, my question to everyone on the group was, well, do you feel that we've done all that we should do, anything that we need to do further, or do you actually feel comfortable with us going away and sort of developing a draft output document which everybody can look at, have a better understanding of where we're at, and use that as a basis for our deliberations in Toronto. Does anyone feel that's premature at this stage? Silence is golden. I like that. Look, basically the intent is that I've scribbled down a few notes. They're basically based upon everything that we've done to date, the stock take of the various policies and processes that we've got going on in ICANN at the moment, the analysis that we did of new GTLDs and the presentations that we did at Costa Rica and Prague. And we still don't know. I acknowledge that the UNESCO survey might pipe up some interesting results. I still don't know. It's too early to tell. I've only just seen that Excel sheet that everybody's got a couple of days ago, so please have a look at it, but I haven't made any sort of meaningful analysis of that yet. But I'm very conscious that the group's, roughly speaking, supposed to deliver a final report around about the end of this year. That's to the CCNSO Council. That could stretch into next year if we really needed to, sort of the first ICANN meeting, acknowledging that our delivery is supposed to be before the next round of new GTLD. So we've got a very long time frame there. But I basically want to sort of head into Toronto with Bart and I producing the skeleton of a final report or draft recommendations or draft comments and see how that goes, see what sort of conversation we have based around what you think of that, have a look at it 2 weeks or 3 weeks out from Toronto and then see what you think when we meet face to face. Does anybody have any comments about, any concerns about that as a procedure?
Paul, this is Heather. May I jump in with a quick question?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I was wondering where we are. I mean, I guess this will come up in your draft. One of the things that we've talked about is the group's warmness to the idea of recommendations, particularly around further work. Is that something that we'll discuss before Toronto or in Toronto or, let's say, in terms of the formation of a working group, something like this?
Yeah, good question, Heather. That is all up in the air at the moment. I've sort of luxuriated over the fact that once you're dubbed a study group, you can be relatively flexible with the output or the material that you come out with. There's no prescription as to whether we're coming out with what are we coming out with recommendations for? As a study group, what I expect is that we're supposed to take a thorough stock take of, you know, the policies and processes that have existed to date, some of the challenges that are coming up at the moment, mapping the two together and seeing what issues we may come up with. That may end up being a recommendation for further work. I haven't actually decided that yet. I haven't had any thoughts particularly about that. Haven't even discussed it with Bart or the other staff about where we may go, and certainly we haven't had that discussion at group level. But it may well be a recommendation for further work. So it may just be an observational statement. I mean, the whole idea is that we're reporting, given that they convene this work to the CCNSO Council about you know, these issues and what may come I think I'm blathering on, but the whole issue is I don't know. I don't actually know what we're going to come out with, and I think that we need to discuss that in Toronto. I've got some expectations with regards to the framework and roughly where we're going to go, but there's no presupposed outcome from the group. But did I misrepresent that, or... in terms of council's expectations, is that about right?
I think what is probably most valuable for the group as well, that we first do a rough draft, at least at identifying the issues as discussed by the study group, based on, say, the material we have to date, and set, and maybe come up with some rough ideas where it could, where we could go. And that's, as you said, we are in a luxurious position. And at the end of the day, it's reporting back to the CCNSO Council and, of course, to the broader community as well. But, say, the working group was created by the CCNSO Council, so it needs to go back to that council.
Yeah, and but procedurally, that's absolutely correct. But I just want to assure group members there's no intent for us to send out a draft of something that is couched as a near-finalised recommendations document that hits everybody sort of 2 days before Toronto and then everybody's expected to achieve consensus on it. Rather, we actually need to sit down in Toronto and have a really good discussion. Possibly we could approach that on a teleconference call beforehand, but certainly need to discuss it further in Toronto, exactly what we collectively expect the outputs of the work of the study group to be. I've got some ideas, and what will help inform the conversation will be the notes that Bart and I have put together about we think a final report or some recommendations could look like this, but then it would be up to everybody else as to whether we're agreed. If I look into my crystal ball at this stage, we're just really trying to be thorough going through current processes. There are some issues. We've identified some clashes as part of new GTLDs, some of which possibly Google have removed themselves from the process, but some that still exist. This was supposed to be a fact-finding and an information-gathering exercise upon which further work would be based. And I think we could probably make some recommendations along those lines, but I don't want to presuppose anything yet. So, yeah, Heather, just to be perfectly clear, we will discuss it in Toronto. We will send something around, materials around that will help inform the group so that everybody's ready before then. But you shouldn't presuppose that we'll be going into Toronto expecting everyone to respond positively to a 9/10 finished document. That's not the intent at this stage, especially given the UNESCO stuff has barely started trickling in.
It's Heather again. That's fantastic. I wasn't looking for any sort of crystal ball gazing or anything. It's what that signals to all of us is that it's on the radar, that's part of the process of what will happen going forward. And that's a fantastic answer. Thank you.
Well, again, as I not to labour on the point, but as I said previously, the purpose of this call was largely, aside from saying hello again, long time no speak, that we hadn't discussed next steps, and that what I was logically expecting, the point that we're going to head to next, I hadn't communicated that with everyone, so I just wanted to check whether everyone was comfortable that we're going to start heading towards an output document. The drafts that you'll see, materials you'll start seeing from us, will be heading towards that end. And the open question for this call really was, have we done enough to get there? Have we set enough of a base? Does anyone think that we've missed something? Acknowledging that the UNESCO stuff is very much still in progress, so... that was basically all my intent. Now, very conscious that I don't actually have any other agenda items, and I apologise for convening everyone other than for the purpose of just having a very brief update. Did anyone have any other questions or comments at this stage?
Hi, Paul. This is Henry.
Hello, Henry.
Yes, sorry for not closely following the works of the group before, but I have a quick question. Do we have a deadline for the survey that we sent to UNESCO?
Okay, yes. Good point. The survey actually does impact upon the rest of our work. So our original intent, you'll note from some of the original schedules or timelines that we've drawn up for this group, that we're actually running a little bit behind with the UNESCO survey, and this tends to happen when you involve external agencies, and there was the issue of translating it into a number of languages. it hasn't been as simple an administrative process as you would expect. As it currently stands, UNESCO have advised that since most of the European countries that are involved in the survey and acknowledging that this is a global survey, they've started pushing since they've come back from summer holidays, so they've now received 6-7 responses. They would expect a few more in a matter of weeks. And I've encouraged them to keep pushing but not set them a firm deadline. So to be perfectly honest, I think by the time we get to Toronto, so just over a month's time, we may still be seeing some survey material coming in. I haven't set a hard deadline, and that's only because every additional bit of information that comes in is useful and relevant to our work. But I have indicated that I'd like to see as much as we can before Toronto. So everybody may need to be checking their emails, well, they will be, in the days before the Toronto meeting. But roughly speaking, that'll be the point at which the consultations will close. Does that sound reasonable, Henry? Or
thank you, Paul. I think I would rather have more replies. I mean, giving the UNESCO more time to get more reply from its members instead of rushing for a date. Or, of course, we have the end of year as the overall, in general, final report delivery time. But then we still have like 3 months. So I would rather wait a bit more for more replies.
Well, Henry, that's a good point you raised there, that yes, definitely, that's what I've conveyed to UNESCO. By all means, please solicit as many responses as you can, as soon as you can, but do not set a hard deadline because, yes, the more information that comes in, the more valuable the process is. But I also acknowledge that once you get the survey material coming back in, that it's kind of hard to move to final recommendations while you're still analysing data, and probably the last opportunity we will have to discuss that face-to-face if we're going to meet our end-of-year deadline is at Toronto. As I mentioned to everyone in the group, there is some flexibility with our end-of-process. We could possibly move it into next year, but that's all pending on agreement from the CCNSO Council, and really only if we have to. But again, I don't know how it's going to play out. I would expect the majority of the UNESCO responses to be in by the time we meet in Toronto, and for that to actually be the focus of our discussions and the skeleton of a final document that Bart and I would present, those two things would be the main ones on the agenda for our one meeting in Toronto.
Thank you, Paul, but I also would like to make myself clear on this that I support going forward to produce a final report. We could start now, but I encourage that we will have more replies from the UNESCO. That's my point.
No, thank you, Henry. I appreciate the nuance there, the balance between trying to solicit as much commentary as possible up against actually meeting our deadlines as well. That's something we're going to try to keep balanced as we move forward, so we'll certainly do that. I know Ron had his hand up in the Adobe room. Ron, did you have a comment to make?
Can you hear me?
Just barely, but go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, that's good.
That's even better.
Can I talk specifically about this spreadsheet that was sent to us? There is one item, cell 4R, I think it is, that brings up an issue that I don't know that we've really discussed before. It's where it's discussing Lapland as being parts of various countries and a tourist area, and who would have access to or use of the suffix Lapland, and I think that could well apply to island groups, for example, or regions. And do we have we discussed in any depth the possibility of using not national, but some kind of regional suffix for such an issue.
Ron, that's a very good point, and an incredibly complicated issue once we start burrowing down into regions, localities, etc. Mercifully, we could, as a working group, as a study group, and I would recommend that we actually avoid that discussion in any depth, simply because our charter is to look at country and territory names. We can note some of the issues with regards to regions or areas, or localities, but it roughly speaking, it's outside of scope for the group to delve into that. It's an important issue, and I won't omit that from a draft final report. These things would probably need to be raised. Like, we can note that the group is looking at country and territory names. However, there are the whole range of sub-national issues are all the more complicated and worthy of addressing, and probably take a heck of a lot more work. It's not trying to shake off responsibility for the function, but I just don't think it's strictly within the scope of the group.
Well, thank you. As I say, it leapt out from that cell as being a valid commentary by the nation that made it.
Sorry, Ron, I only got half of that. The valid commentary...
By the entry in cell number 4R,
yes,
stands out as very clearly showing it to be a concern of the country that completed that particular part of the survey.
No, and I agree with that, and that sort of feedback that we've received, and this is why it was worthwhile going through the survey process in particular, was to, as a study group, if we go back to our charter, we are necessarily limited to country and territory names, but if we've done our work properly, we can identify these particular issues and particularly allocate that commentary as a response received from the Finnish Ministry of Education and Culture, that might be an issue. That's valuable feedback for our processes. I'm not sure where the group could actually go with a discussion of that, though. It's a valid issue for us to raise. We could identify it as being technically out of scope of the study group, but it is something that we can identify as part of further work or potential further work.
Yes, that makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you. Did anybody else have any further questions or comments or... I think we're tracking well then, and I've just gone over my half-hour promise. The next steps, I'd expect to see a note. We'll have to have at least one more teleconference between now and the Toronto meeting, and I'll get the Secretariat to organise that once we've had a bit of a discussion about timing. But I would expect that we have a Monday meeting locked in for Toronto. There won't be a secondary Thursday meeting because of scheduling conflicts. So the main agenda items I would expect there is a more detailed analysis of what is coming back from UNESCO. I apologise, as Ron's identified, I've basically just sent the spreadsheet and there isn't any commentary attached to that. So we'll try and clean that up and send that out for everyone to discuss. And then also a proposal regarding next steps, and also the skeleton outline of what we hope would look like a final report and recommendations. So I'd really encourage everyone to come with what they would expect as an output, where they'd see us going as an output document to Toronto. But hopefully we'll discuss that intersessionally via email and at least one more teleconference before we actually end up in Canada. So with that, I think I'll bring the meeting to a close, and thanks everyone for their time.
Thanks, Paul. Cheryl, just finally, what's the exact time for the Monday meeting? Because I'm looking in my calendar and I'm not seeing.
Oh, yes, and now I'm going to look at either Bart or Gabsina or whoever's available to tell me exactly what time that meeting was to be on Monday in Toronto. Okay. Christina, do you have that?
Yes, hi, sorry, I was on mute. Let me get the schedule out.
Because I recall, Christina, we had a discussion and I said, yes, one meeting would be fine, but...
Yeah, there will be one meeting on the Monday at 2:30 for 1 hour.
An hour or 90 minutes?
An hour.
Thank you.
Done. Excellent.
Done.
Well, thank you very much. If there's no other comments or questions, thanks everyone for their time, and I will send a note summarising this around for the benefit of members who weren't able to make this call in the next day or so, and also sort of outline some next steps.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.